Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to our brand new podcast, everybody. Thanks for joining us for Is It Just Me? Well, it's kind of the same old podcast, but it's different. It's just different enough, let's say that. Nobody likes huge change, do they, right? I'm still your host. I'm still Joe Elvin, and we are still laying down the law, putting the world to rights on the issues that matter the very least. Now, my regular co-host James Williams has actually buggered off on holiday, which is really quite rude. But we have the wonderful Kat Brown with me today, as wise as she is tall.
Oh, hello.
And today we are launching this thing so right with an absolute comedy titan, legend, nay goddess. Margaret Cho is here, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
One of the best comedians of all time. And that's official, right?
Yeah.
Rolling Stone have just called you one of the 50 all-time greatest comedians.
Yeah, but I'm like 46.
Well,
like, I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, you just barely made 50, but that's good.
I'm about the same age as you, but I remember you sort of like coming up in like the 90s, early 90s. And you've been such a rock star for such a long time.
No.
So I would have been like, hell yeah, bitches, I'm on that list. Why aren't I number one?
I know.
Who beat you? Who was the one that beat you? Thought, no, come on, that's bullshit.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I think that, Sarah Silverman beat me slightly. I think I beat Wanda Sykes, maybe, by one or two, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to be on there.
And what was, can you remember what the split was, male to female?
I think it was mostly men. I mean, it was mostly men. There was very few women on the list, but those are the only ones that I care about as the women.
But I think I remember when you were starting out, it was very much that title of, oh, here's this bold new female comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed a lot, though, right?
It's changed now. I mean, yeah. I think that there are so many more women now in comedy and notable women in comedy. But it's been a weird shift. Like it's been a while. I mean, I think that like when I started, there were very few women. And then before me, I guess it would be like Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Somebody like that.
And you knew Joan, right?
Yeah, very well. She was like my mentor and my friend and kind of taught me a lot, you know, even after her death continues to teach me. And, you know, like I took over her job on Fashion Police.
That's right, yeah.
And I didn't even have a proper handbag. I still don't really. I mean, I kind of have sort of like that kind of thing where I'm like learning all of that still, but she's a good teacher even in death.
But I like that about Fashion Police, though. I don't think you actually need to be obsessed with fashion. I think you just need to be looking at it as a real person and going, what the hell is that person's wearing? That's the whole fun of it.
Yeah, and but it can be so creative, and there's so many amazing people in fashion now, and it's incredible to watch. You know, when Joan was starting, it was a real divide between like the celebrities and regular people, and she was out there sort of representing the every woman. Yeah. And I think now, I don't know, it's so much more diverse and interesting and also so ugly. Like, that people really dress really ugly in a way that I can't even believe. So that's fun, too.
For the benefit of listeners, I think we should say that Margaret is wearing an absolutely killer leather jacket.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
And also had the most astonishing coat, which we actually had to sort of physically remove from you so you didn't boil alive inside the pod cupboard.
It's Chanel. It's so obnoxious.
What? Love that a bit thing. Of channel. Love nice. A bit of channel.
It's But I keep stepping on it. Like, it's too long. I feel like Benedict Cumberbatch in that. It's very Sherlock. It's kind of a Doctor Who coat.
Does it make you sort of stride through the streets really purposefully?
Like, really purposefully.
You're coming off like a real Anglophile with those references there.
I know.
That's awesome.
But it's got that kind of TARDIS kind of, like, the shape of it is like a TARDIS. Like, it's
That's, again, we're showing our age, because that was our... Tom Baker was our Doctor Who, right?
Yes.
With the long coat and the long scarf. And
I like that. But it's, it's kind of too long, but I don't want to cut it because it's Chanel. So it's like, can you cut it?
No. I mean, I think an alarm goes off in Karl Lagerfeld's Parisian suite.
I think you just need to sort of like adapt that Dolly Parton phrase and just go, the higher the heels, the closer to God.
That's it. Yeah. So I accidentally bought the Gucci high heels that I thought, oh, I'm going to just wear those.
That can happen when you walk into Gucci. You accidentally come out with several things.
I'm going to wear these, and these are going to be my identity. So I only brought one pair of shoes here, and it's the high Gucci. Like, they're like hooker shoes. They're 7 inches tall. I mean, I don't know how many centimeters that is. It's too many.
But if you done, that's what I do. My husband always gets really cross with me. I say, no, I'm just going to pack light. And then I just get off the plane or the boat or whatever. And then I just need to go shopping.
Yeah.
I need to, right?
I have to go shopping now because I packed too light.
Yeah.
And I packed not too light, but unwisely.
It's just such a rookie era, Margaret.
Not the 7-inch Gucci heels. And I shouldn't have worn them, because when I came out of my apartment in Los Angeles, I fell flat on my back. Like, on my back. But I still brought the shoes anyway.
Yeah.
I had them on. I walked out of my apartment and I fell flat on my back.
Did you need assistance?
Well, I probably did, but I was too embarrassed.
This is like fashion accidents? Fashion accidents are a real thing. I actually once, a lot of people know, tripped over the leg of my own flared trousers.
Oh, wow.
And ended up in hospital, like in an ambulance.
Oh, no.
Like the whole thing.
And
the ambulance driver, the ambulance guys were like, I'm sorry, Jo, we are going to have to write on this. Patient tripped over the leg of her own trousers.
But was it
careful.
A palazzo pant? How wide was that?
It was damn wide with a cuff. And then I wore it with a pointy heel.
So like a sailor pant.
Yeah. A sailor palazzo.
Sailor palazzo.
You just know Margaret knows nothing about fashion, everyone. She's got all the terms.
Chanel, Gucci, cuffs.
I know, cuffs. Was it kind of like a Marlena Dietrich?
Yes,
kinda...
that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, though.
I'm sure she probably had a share of ambulances.
She must have done. Well, she just probably got carted everywhere. She never had to walk anywhere like an animal.
Well, she ate once every 3 days. That was her secret, you know, Marlena Dietrich's body.
Lord.
She got it from hot water, drinking hot water, and eating once every 3 days.
She sounds like a tortoise.
I know.
A beautiful tortoise.
It's like a beautiful...
She must have been one hangry bitch.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think she was.
She must have been, right?
Yeah.
So now you're here. You've brought your Gucci shoes to stand around on stage.
Yes.
In a huge UK tour.
Yes.
Fresh off the bloat. See what you did there? What kind of bloats are we talking?
Bloat? Well, I think, like, I don't know, the bloated nature of politics and kind of apologizing for Donald Trump, which is so embarrassing. It's the worst.
I feel so bad for so many. All my American friends continually apologize to me for Donald Trump. But we don't hold all of you responsible.
Some of us. Well, we should just hold Russia responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened.
Well, and the people and the Democrats who refused to vote for Hillary.
I know, that's also crazy.
That's kind of really upsetting.
That's really upsetting, but that's just the extent of misogyny. You know, I don't think we'll ever really understand. I worked on the Hillary Clinton campaign, and I fully expected her to win.
Yeah.
And the opposition that she would
get. She did win. Yeah.
But you would, you know, I would go out with like all of the clipboards, you know, with the shirts, I'm with her. And then people would just be so sexist. And women would be like, well, I just don't, I think she's a liar. I'm like, why do you think, what makes her a liar? What lies? And they wouldn't be able to say any lie. They wouldn't say, they would just, well, we just don't think that it would be a good idea to have a woman in office. But she's like, overqualified for the job also.
It's like any time that I hear the stats about the sheer numbers of white women that voted for Trump, I'm just like, I'm just so mortified by
disgusting.
That.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And like, he is the worst, So
I can't think of anything more to say about Donald Trump that I've, you know. So you're talking about politics.
Politics, but also
making that tragic situation funny.
Yeah.
How?
But it's really fun, like, because now it's all about Weinstein. Now it's like everything is kicked off. Like everything, all industries are now changing over. It's cool.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, as shocking and, you know, and as right as it is that Harvey Weinstein has been exposed mm-hmm. and accountable, I remember tweeting at the time, you know, there are so many unfamous Harvey Weinsteins out there.
Yeah.
In every industry.
Every industry.
And as a comedian, you're used to kind of putting your demons on the table.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there's kind of like that part of it as well was, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what can we expect from fresh off the bloat? I had a friend who used to say to me that all comedy derives from pain.
Yeah.
Is that how you
think? I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I spent the last like year and a half in rehab, which is really fun. So I was like out there like kind of working for Hillary and then I would go back to rehab. Like I would go on these like short, like, you know, I would get signed out by Michelle Kwan and then I would go work for Hillary and then get signed back and put into rehab. And it was really fun. I love rehab. You know, I want to get very dark and very personal. So I think that's what's really exciting about working in comedy.
Yeah. I mean, it's how brave you want to be about being honest, isn't mm-hmm. it? Have you ever done material and just thought, oh God, I actually did go really too far with that?
Oh, probably. I mean, that's the thing is that you want to do that. Like you want to just kind of go to a place of like, oh, this is awful. And that's that's great. I think that's really fun.
What I really love about what you do, and I think the more I watch you, the more unusual I think it is you're quite physical mm-hmm. with your stand-up comedy. I don't see that very often. Is that something that you're aware that you do? Yeah.
I think that that's really fun, too, you know, and that's what I love about Joan Rivers is that she was all, it was her whole body and her face and everything about it, even, like, all of the crazy plastic surgery. Like, that was a very big subject for her.
Yeah.
And she would make so much good fun of it, and it was just all in her body and her face, and, you know, that's what I love. I love you know, I love a real clown.
Yeah. But if you ever need cheering up, just Google Margaret Cho pretending to be a gay man trying to have sex with a woman. And
it's fun.
It'll really cheer you up.
Yeah.
But please do go. It's happening right now up until, I think, December 10th. So now we're going to play Is It Just Me?
Okay.
And we're going to talk about all sorts of really important things. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We're going to talk, Kat Brown, Margaret Cho, about our feelings about being embarrassed by family members.
Oh, yes.
Is this something that we need to feel deep shame about, or should you never be embarrassed by a family member?
I kind of want to make my family embarrassed, but they're never embarrassed by anything. My mother is just like, oh, this is so good. She's like always proud. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so proud. So whatever I'm saying, she's down with. Maybe she doesn't understand some of the things I'm saying, but she's
I wonder that. Yeah,
she loves it.
I know that I just want to die every time I see that my father has commented on one of my Facebook posts.
Oh,
there's always my heart's in my mouth. What's it going to be today?
I think the embarrassing nature of families is just something that really goes hand in hand with having a family. Full stop, isn't it? Because they're people that are closest to you in the sense that you share your genes with them, mm-hmm. but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have like the world in common, and that's where like the funnies and the terrible night tingles can come from as well, isn't it?
Well, because I'm not on Facebook, I would be horrified if I had to share like social media with my family. That would be really strange.
Well, I mean, there's a whole sort of like new strain of etiquette. It's like, you know, is it okay to not accept your dad's Facebook request? I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's
you could certainly get away with just leaving it there and going, oh, did you request me? I don't post anything.
See, I'm not quick enough. But now I have a 12, nearly 13-year-old daughter, and I'm horrifying her on a daily basis. Like, she says, it's so embarrassing, Mum, when we're out and you say hello to people that we run into that we know. That's apparently I'm already out there sort of like, don't breathe. She does that thing. She'll get on the bus with me, but she'll go and sit down the back. So now I am the embarrassing family member. But in your profession, you must just never get embarrassed.
Well, you can't really.
Even when you're flat on your back in your 6-inch Gucci heels.
Flat,
it's like,
dead. Like, but then, you know, you get to talk about it, too. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of things. It's not like a humble brag, I guess. It's like, because, you know, well, I am flat on my back, but I bought the shoe. It's an awesome story. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what greater sacrifice?
If I don't die.
Yeah.
I'm definitely on board with Nora Ephron's mum, who just said everything's copy. And that's true. Everything, even however embarrassing it is, whatever your family member says or whatever you say to them, there's always going to be an anecdote to have out of that later.
But you're talking about your family on stage. I genuinely think I'll have to wait for my parents to die before I sort of say anything in print or on stage or anything about them. Did you see David Baddiel's one-man show? He did a whole one-man show about his mother's secret in plain sight affair.
Oh, wow.
And it was extraordinary. Ooh. I mean, it's like really laying bare so many skeletons in the family, but with real sort of like warmth and as well as the humor, it was incredible.
Yeah, if there's humanity to it, I think people have to appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's really about compassion. I don't know. My family never had, well, my father's a great womanizer, but it's so something that's so secretive too that would be hard to kind of humanize that because he almost doesn't.
Right.
You wouldn't, you know.
Wow. That's a bold statement about your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. For Koreans, when they came to the United States in the 60s, they realized that nobody was watching them. So they could behave as badly as they wanted, you know, in a way that their ancestors never did because they were all in the same country. But when they left, it was like, oh, my God, everything is different now. And so that generation... I don't know. We're all kind of not really sure who our parents are.
Wow.
We're not 100% sure. I think I'm my parents, but I don't know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, I hate going out.
Well, you forced both of us to come out and join you today, Jo.
I know.
Just seems very rude.
Well, I just, in the evening, I'm very bad at it. I'm a very lightweight drinker. So I'll sort of like turn to my husband and say, oh my God, can we go home? And he'll go, it's 9 o'clock. We are not fucking going home.
I hate going out. I just like to I like to eat, but after that, nothing else.
Because as a comedian, you must have essentially been going out professionally for the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Most gigs don't really start until 10, 11 at night.
Yeah, so you're out. Oh, it's so annoying. It's just so, I'm so social anyway, but it's all kind of contained in work. And then after work's over, I don't want to do it. Yeah.
But that said, there is something to be said about having a lovely purpose for when you're going out, because like Hamilton very belatedly is coming over to London's West End. So
yes,
we've all got our tickets lined up. December 23rd, I am there.
It's so
I can't
good.
Wait.
Can't well, wait. Don't bother wearing makeup because you're going to cry the whole time. I mean, from the beginning to the end, it's just weeping. It's not, it doesn't even mean sad. You just cry from the beginning to end. Is it going to be like a fancy premiere, or is it just the...
No, I think we all basically just literally leapt online the minute that tickets went on sale.
You won't think that you're going to cry. You just don't think you're going to cry, and then cry at the beginning to end.
And I keep hearing that you'll mourn how much you're wasting your life, because that's a real sort of like theme with it as well. It's like, you know, he just always feels like he's achieved so much. But I'm just thinking about going out with my friends who can't drink anymore and, you know, all that sort of thing. Does that give you a different perspective? Because in Britain, we're such a drinking culture.
Oh, it's
we're
buzz,
such
buzz oriented.
You know, and I think we do, to a huge extent, talk ourselves into the idea that we can't have a good time if we're not...
Yeah, but I don't have a good time when I'm drinking, and I'm not a going out drinker. I'm like a drinker, like, in my room. It's sort of an Elizabeth Taylor, like, drinking and pills in my wheelchair, like, that kind of, like, doesn't leave my bedroom. I've got a lot of small dogs on the bed. Like, it's just, they're all, like, eating my
vomit.
Your
jewelry collection must be great, though.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. But it's to me, it's like, I'm not a good going out drinker. So to me, it's fun to go out and see people do that. That's what I actually enjoy. I like watching people get wasted.
You're in the right country, Margaret.
Oh, yeah. I like the field hospitals at Christmas. That's the best.
Oh, when you're what?
Field hospitals?
Liverpool Street Station is definite central for that.
They have like field hospitals when it's like the Christmas time where people are really partying, or like work parties for Christmas in Britain. Like I end up Christmas time here a lot, and so that's really interesting to see.
What do you like about Britain?
I like the food, which is weird. I like the comedy. I like the weather. I like the shopping. I like the people. It's fun. It's very exotic to me.
Well, I think that's the key thing, is that a lot of the things that you've just said are things that involve going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as soon as you said I don't like going out, I instantly thought, oh, but we're talking about, you know, after 7 p.m. once it's dark and when we've had to put a bit more mascara on.
Uh-huh.
But there are lots of lovely reasons to sort of go out during the day. And, and also, like with alcohol, you don't always have to... I'm sounding like I'm trying to have to convince myself here, but you don't always have to go out and have a load of wines to sort of have a good time.
I'm getting home tonight. I'm putting my curry pants on and I'm going to be in bed by about 9 o'clock.
Oh, living the dream.
That's so great.
Curry pants. I'm going to trademark that, though.
Curry pants?
Yeah.
I like
big,
well, my
elasticated.
It's my Eton dress. I have an Eton
dress.
Oh,
I was thinking, see, we're in Britain. I was thinking Eton, but that was the American Eton.
Okay.
I got it.
Like Eton, yeah, for Eton.
Everybody should have an Eton dress.
Yes.
Ideally with pockets so that you can store things to carry around for later.
Yeah.
Very, very
okay,
satisfying.
So that's your next fashion design idea. So, Margaret Cho, Cat Brown. How do you feel about exercise? Is it all right to never exercise?
I never exercise. And that's the worst.
Well, you do, though, don't you? I mean, it must be, you know, doing a tour.
It is. Well, yeah. But I purposefully left my yoga mat at home. I brought my boyfriend's a yoga teacher. So this was a very loaded thing to do, to leave the mat at home.
But presumably he bought his.
He did.
Yeah, and presumably what he'll tell you later is, it's okay, Margaret, I totally brought one for you as well. So that's fine.
Well, he's doing it, but I'm like, I guess I get to watch. So that's enough.
That's also satisfying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's mentally taxing. That's,
yeah.
You must burn some calories thinking, right?
Yeah.
You must.
Some.
But also doing your show. Because particularly under those lights and the adrenaline of having to... I mean, obviously, you've been doing it for years, but do you still get that sort of adrenaline build-up?
Yeah,
and
then you
tension?
Sweat.
Yeah.
And that's
I mean, this
good.
Is all counting.
Yeah, it all counts.
As far as I'm concerned.
But yeah, I don't like to exercise at all. It's the worst.
We've all definitely lost a stone in this room today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm sweating. I'm glowing buckets. But,
I think it depends on what the exercise is, though, isn't it? Because if you're just sort of exercising in a sort of really half-assed way because you think that you should, you're never going to get any enjoyment out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you find something that you love, like a few years ago, I had an extremely ill-advised trip down running, and I ended up running the marathon because I got completely caught up with it. But then after I'd done that, I was just like, oh, well, I don't really have a purpose anymore, so I don't enjoy it. But then I picked up horse riding, and that barely feels like exercise at all because I get to feed polos to a lovely cuddly pony a couple of times a week, which is delightful. But you get home and you're like, oh my actual God, literally every part of me hurts. So technically some exercise has happened.
Yes.
I haven't noticed it. Hurrah.
Because you're getting in that the flow of something as opposed to just like I don't have that yet. I don't have that with anything.
What about yoga though? Yoga can be brilliant.
Yoga can be great.
It's really hard as well.
It is hard. But I also I hate it.
Do you have many wind problems with it? That really freaks me out about going to any yoga class.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to fart in front of strangers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Doing yoga just made me realise that I essentially have the arm strength of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Just like little tiny pointless arms, because I keep trying to do that downward dog thing.
I know.
And everybody in my class is just casually there, you know, counting to 100, and I'm just there going, okay, 1, 2, right, I'm down now, I'm just going into child's pose.
Thanks. It's so hard.
You need to work on that.
I do.
I'm haunted by this thing I read in Glamour magazine years ago when I was editing it, that older women become shut-ins mostly because of weak upper arms.
Oh, God.
Because they can't like go out and bring the shopping home
I'm pretty good at lifting groceries and I can control, you know, most things, but it's just, there is something about, I think partly because my body is so incorrectly distributed, like my legs are basically about 2/3 of my body length. And so then I'm there.
Kat Brown is, for those of you who can't see Kat, she's very tall.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But so, and then I'm just sort of down in these different poses, and there's just too much leg going on, and not enough of my poor little delicate arms to be able to cope.
It's hard to do, though. It's hard to, like, arm strength, I don't have it. I don't.
You guys need to come and pump some iron with me. Ooh. I'm a proper, I mean, I don't like this about myself. It's kind of a drag. I'm an exercise addict.
Oh, wow.
I go to the gym a lot. Mm-hmm. And I felt absolutely dreadful when I woke up this morning. I had been out last night, drank a bit too much wine, had a great time with my friends, didn't sleep very well, dragged myself to the gym, didn't want to go. And I felt so much better after I'd been. And so that's what kind of keeps me.
But you do it for brain stuff as well, because you are in an incredibly difficult and demanding profession. And you need...
Used to be.
Yeah, we're fine. And we'll rise.
Relief.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You need to go and punch some stuff.
And I do punch things, and it's great. Yeah.
It's nice.
Punch things. Yeah. I mean, is it yoga, I always think, is like really feminine in a way and much more gentle, but it's really hard work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more spiritual than what I do.
Yeah. That said, there are some extraordinarily competitive and very toned men in my classes.
With uncontrollable wind.
Uncontrollable wind.
Yes. So I don't know what we've concluded there. I don't think it is good to never exercise, and I don't think you do never exercise.
Well, also it comes into your day, doesn't it? Walking.
I mean, I do it against my will, and I do it a lot, but I hate it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But we like the results from it.
Yeah. What are you doing to prep for the tour?
I bought the D-Squared like hiking boots, but they're also 7 inches tall.
Right.
So they're like hiking, but I don't know why.
Seeing a theme here. So it's more shoe shopping.
Yeah.
Sounds
excellent.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho, thank you so much for being
our
guest on Is It Just Me today with me and Kat Brown. Go and see Fresh Off the Bloat, margaretcho.com for all the details. I'm going to be there December 10 in London. We loved having you here today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.